John Harbaugh has officially completed his second ever press conference as the head coach of the New York Giants. He spoke with the media today at 1 p.m. over in Indianapolis during the NFL Scouting Combine, which is kicking off this week. Joe Shane spoke with the media this morning at 10 a.m. We were live at 10 o'clock this morning on the channel to react to his quotes in live time. We had some good conversations about the things that Joe Shane had to say, but now I want to react to what John Harbaugh had to say about the New York Giants as he prepares for the scouting combine, and then of course shortly after that NFL free agency, and then as we know NFL free agency comes and goes, flies right by, and then the NFL draft season begins. So as the Giants are getting prepared for the upcoming NFL scouting combine and the NFL free agency period, what is John Harbaugh up to? What did he have to say? Well, let's go ahead, break down these quotes, dive into them, waste no more time, just go ahead and discuss. I'm Anthony Rivardo. This is Fireside Giants. Guys, if you do enjoy, please make sure to leave a like. Helps the channel out tremendously. So, John Harbaugh and what he saw from impending free agents, Wandale Robinson, Jermaine Illuminor, and Cordell Flott. This is a big topic of conversation, of course, for the Giants. They have three free agents, the three that I just mentioned, who are all expected to get pretty big money in free agency, sizable contracts. They're good players. The Giants, they want those players back. John Harbaugh confirmed that today, saying, quote, "I saw guys we want back. Now do we have the wherewithal to bring them back? And is it a good use of resources?" That was the question that he posed. But he did say that he wants those players back. He said, "I see all guys that we want back," when referring to Robinson, Illuminor, and Flott. And now, of course, the New York Giants, they don't have a ton of cap space this offseason, and they're going to have to make some moves if they want to re-sign those players, which they do want to do. Ideally, Jermaine Illuminor and Wandale Robinson would definitely be back after the seasons that they just had. Jermaine Illuminor, of course, establishing himself as one of the better pass-protecting right tackles in all of football. Wandale Robinson, meanwhile, putting up 1,000 yards. But also, Wandale Robinson, some rumors from within the halls of Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, there's some interest from the Tennessee Titans. The Titans are pursuing some wide receivers this offseason, Alec Pierce among them. I think that's their priority target number one, but Alec Pierce is expected to be back in Indianapolis with the Colts this next season. And as a result, if he does not hit the open market, according to Tony Pauline of Sportskeeda, then Wandale Robinson becomes their primary option. With Brian Daboll, of course, taking over as the OC of the Tennessee Titans, there's an obvious connection there. And now there is a significant amount of interest, according to Tony Pauline. They will pursue Wandale Robinson. And guys, like I said, the Giants don't have a ton of cap space. The Tennessee Titans do. They have a lot of it. So they have the means. If they really want Wandale Robinson that badly, they surely do have the means to outbid the New York Giants. Granted, the Giants are going to create cap space. They have a lot of cap space in 2027, so they can backload these contracts and find ways to get them signed, but they do have to be careful because they don't have a lot of 2026 cap space. But nevertheless, John Harbaugh wants Wandale Robinson back. He wants Jermaine Illuminor back, and he wants Cordell Flott back. Let's see how many of those players the Giants are actually able to get under contract. It's going to be very interesting. I think all three of them are going to have pretty robust markets this upcoming offseason. So let's monitor those three guys as we have been. And let's also talk about Dexter Lawrence. John Harbaugh had some great things to say about Dexter Lawrence today. Quote, "He's a cornerstone football player. Not really a cornerstone, more like the middle stone. So we want him here," end quote. Joe Shane also commented on Dexter Lawrence today, stating that, of course, he's a cornerstone. He also mentioned that Dexter Lawrence's elbow, he confirmed that it was bothering him in the 2025 season. And he said that the two sides have not necessarily come close on any sort of contract negotiations or extension talks or anything like that. They haven't started that process yet, is what Joe Shane said. But John Harbaugh did go ahead and confirm that he views Dexter Lawrence as one of those cornerstone players for the Giants, of course, as he should. It doesn't sound to me like the Giants have much of any interest at all in moving on from him, based on what Joe Shane had to say, based on what John Harbaugh had to say. They want to build around Dexter Lawrence. They don't seem to have any interest in trading him, as some fans have suggested that they might. So put away your mock trades, put away your projections of the Giants getting X amount of draft capital in exchange for Dexter Lawrence. I would say hold off on all of that for now. Sounds like he will be back with the New York Giants in 2026. I believe he's under contract through 2027. Then after that, of course, there's going to be a conversation about an extension, but not a lot of guaranteed money left on his deal. I would assume that the Giants are going to give him some sort of a raise or extension in order to fix that, make him happy, and keep him here in 2026, 27, and beyond. So let's monitor that situation as well. But right now, sounds like the Giants really do want Dexter Lawrence to remain under contract with the team in 2026. So another very interesting quote from John Harbaugh was regarding the rest of the players on the roster, not just the stars like Dexter Lawrence, not just the impending free agents that we just discussed, but how about all of the rest of the players on the New York Giants that John Harbaugh is now inheriting that, hey, maybe he doesn't really want? Well, this is what Art Stapleton posted on Twitter today saying, John Harbaugh was asked if the current roster gets a clean slate with him. He said, for the most part, yes, but not all slates are clean. Now, that immediately makes me think of guys like Jalen Hyatt, Deonte Banks, and some others who have not necessarily lived up to the hype of their draft stock, have not necessarily proven to be the impact players that the Giants wanted them to be. While John Harbaugh is wiping the slate clean for most players, he's understanding that some of them have not performed well, some of them have dirty slates, and that needs to be cleaned up rather than just giving them a clean slate. Maybe they need to be removed. I think of guys like Deonte Banks and Jalen Hyatt because, you know, based on the reports that we saw last season, Jalen Hyatt had quit on the team more than once. It was during the 2024 season that he reportedly went to management, complained about his role, and then basically reserved himself and stopped trying, is how the report kind of framed it. And then in 2025, I thought that we saw a very similar story. It seemed like he went into the season, had a decent training camp, and then was back on the sideline and back to being reserved. I mean, a decent training camp, and then in preseason, he dropped all those passes. Then he dropped more passes in the regular season. Jalen Hyatt, I think, has a mentality problem, and I think as a result, he's one of those players whose slate isn't entirely clean, because you can't clean that slate. Even if you're a new head coach stepping in, the GM that drafted Jalen Hyatt is familiar with Jalen Hyatt coming to his office and complaining about his role and then quitting on the team. So you can't have a clean slate necessarily with the head coach in that regard. Same story for Deonte Banks. Deonte Banks, I'll give credit to him. Towards the end of last year, he did put in an effort on special teams. He did start to come on as an effective kick returner. He scored that touchdown against the Raiders, and he had a handful of other really nice returns. So I thought that Deonte Banks actually started to flash some usefulness to this team. But we all know the story here. Deonte Banks, a former first-round pick who had a somewhat promising rookie season. He was kind of up and down, though. And then the last 2 years, it's completely fallen off the rails. He's had effort problems endlessly. He's given up on plays. He's given up on drives. He's given up on games. He's given up on the team more than once. He was benched. Cordell Flott took over. Cordell Flott looked like a stud. Now Flott's the one in line for big contract, and Banks looks like the one who's on the roster bubble. But nevertheless, I do think that because he started to come on as a returner at the end of last season, his slate's probably a little cleaner than some might expect, although not entirely clean. So John Harbaugh is going to have an evaluation to make on Deonte Banks when we do get to the summer. And by no means will Deonte Banks prevent the Giants from making any moves at cornerback. Though I do think it's nice to factor him into the plans at kick returner, knowing, hey, at least we're getting something out of this guy. We talked about Kayvon Thibodeau as well earlier on the live stream this morning. Joe Shane spoke about Kayvon Thibodeau, making it clear that he wants Kayvon Thibodeau back with the team in 2026, doesn't intend on trading him, and is planning on having him be one of their top players on the defensive line. I've given my take on this before. I think the Giants should at least explore trade possibilities. You know that he's on this 1 year, $15 million fully guaranteed cap hit. You know that he's probably walking in 2027 free agency. He might not, but he probably will. So just explore the options that are out there and see if you can get a valuable draft pick for him. If not, okay, he's a good player. You have him continue to be the edge number three on your team, that's fine, but I do think the Giants should explore some opportunities there. I didn't see any quotes from John Harbaugh on Kayvon Thibodeau specifically, but again, the clean slate thing, I do believe that Kayvon Thibodeau is a player. He's going to have an interest in coaching, and I think that he is going to want to have Kayvon Thibodeau under contract next season, but we'll see. Who knows? Here's another quote from John Harbaugh saying, I watch tape. I don't spend a lot of time watching the workouts because those are on tape. I have an office set up in my room. I'm watching college tape because I need to get caught up, end quote. So that's John Harbaugh talking about what he does at the NFL Scouting Combine. So obviously all of the workouts are going on. All of the players are running their 40-yard dash times, doing their bench presses and whatever. But John Harbaugh puts a lot more stock into tape, game film. And I think that's important. That's a good thing. That's what he should do. And so a few other takeaways that I have. Let's talk about this fun quote from John Harbaugh regarding what he's trying to build with the New York Giants. He was actually asked about Mike Macdonald, the Seattle Seahawks head coach, who of course just hoisted the Lombardi Trophy and won a Super Bowl with Seattle. Mike Macdonald's formerly a defensive coordinator under John Harbaugh with the Baltimore Ravens. Harbaugh was asked about him and said, "They've built a team that's representative of what we want to build in New York," end quote, referring to the Seattle Seahawks. And I love that because it's every time John Harbaugh goes up there and speaks, he doesn't talk about rebuilding. He doesn't talk about being competitive. He talks about Super Bowls. Every single time he's asked about the Giants, about his expectations, he says, "My expectation is to compete, to play playoff games, and to fight for a championship." And I admire that. I believe him when he says it, since he's done it before. He was a coach of the year in 2019, 2020, and he has won a Super Bowl. No head coach in the history of the NFL has more road playoff wins than John Harbaugh. He's Mr. Underdog himself. Go in and beat up the bad teams or the good teams in the playoffs. So I believe John Harbaugh, and I just love that he continues to reinforce this ideology of striving at all times for a Super Bowl. So I love that. Now, another quote here from John Harbaugh that's definitely worth discussing. He was asked about the Giants' run defense and their ability to stop the run. Will they be able to do that better and in 2026 than they were in 2025? And Harbaugh said, "We better. It's a must thing." So saying that it's a must to fix the run defense, I think that's a nice way to put it. The Giants' run defense ranked 31st in the NFL last season. They've ranked bottom three in the NFL each of the last three seasons. Their run defense has been putrid year in and year out. They allowed over 5 yards per carry in 2025. This is an issue that has not gotten any better over the last few years. They haven't been able to fix it. This is an issue that John Harbaugh needs to fix immediately, and he vows to do so. So I do expect the Giants to pour a pretty heavy amount of assets into their front seven this offseason. I think, again, that kind of factors into the Kayvon Thibodeau conversation. If you feel like he's a plus as a run defender, you're probably more inclined to keep him because you want to fix this run defense and you don't want to take any guys away who maybe were helping to fix the run defense. But at the same time, the Giants do really need to bolster the interior defensive line. I talked about Dexter Lawrence. They're committed to Dexter Lawrence. They want him to continue to be the middle piece, not the cornerstone, but the middle stone of the defensive line, as John Harbaugh described him. He will continue to be that, but he's only going to be so effective if it's just him as the only talented player on that interior defensive line. The Giants have not had legitimate starters next to Dex on the interior over the last couple of years. That needs to be fixed. They need to get a legit starting three tech or two eye, whatever you want to say, whatever alignment he's going to play. They need a guy who can plug those A gaps, plug those B gaps, and be an enforcer against the run. Right now, it's just Dexter Lawrence soaking up double and triple teams and trying his best to manage the A gap, and everybody else is getting walked backwards 3 yards past the line of scrimmage. That makes it difficult for the linebackers, makes it difficult for the safeties. These running backs have been hitting the hole full steam ahead, no signs of slowing down, nobody trying to slow them down on the front end of things. It makes it really tough for that second and third level of the defense. So the Giants definitely need to fix this run defense, as John Harbaugh stated, but they're going to have to do it by bolstering the trenches. Thankfully, John Harbaugh is a trenches guy. He loves to bolster the trenches, and I do believe he's going to do that this offseason. So do expect to see John Harbaugh go ahead and make some changes to the Giants roster and their front seven. So here are some quotes from John Harbaugh and Joe Shane about their relationship together. Shane said that the leadership, the passion for football, he's a hard worker. He's a very hard worker. He's in there all the time and a great football mind. Not just X's and O's, but the leadership that he brings, the plan, the clarity in terms of how he wants to build the team, end quote. That's what Joe Shane had to say about John Harbaugh and what he's learning from him in his first month together. John Harbaugh said this about the organizational changes. "Those are decisions that were organizational decisions in terms of upgrading departments and adding new thoughts, ideas, philosophies in different departments. So a lot of upgrades I like. We put together a phenomenal coaching staff," John Harbaugh stated there. And of course, a lot of that has to do with the fact that Harbaugh is now reporting directly to ownership. There was much made about Joe Shane's potential relegation, as Pat Leonard reported it a couple of weeks ago. He said that Joe Shane was quote-unquote relegated to handling primarily just scouting. There was a report this morning from Paul Schwartz of the New York Post saying that ownership is annoyed by that report and frustrated about it, and that it's not true. Joe Shane is still the GM, and he still has all of the same duties and responsibilities that he had last year. He's operating in the same capacity. And Joe Shane went ahead and confirmed that at his press conference as well. So it's very clear that the Giants don't like the narratives that are out there about Joe Shane being demoted in some respect. And they're trying to make it abundantly clear that that is not true. Meanwhile, of course, we know that the Giants did hire Don Aponte as a senior VP of football operations. And Aponte has quote unquote constant communication with Harbaugh and Shane, as it was reported, or as it was stated by John Harbaugh today. John Harbaugh said she is, quote-unquote, a tremendous resource, and that it's been an easy transition because, quote-unquote, it's a lot of what Kevin Abrams was doing. So her role is essentially the same as what Kevin Abrams' role was, as we kind of speculated a couple weeks ago when she was hired. So Kevin Abrams was with the organization for 30 years about. He was let go this offseason, and the Giants went ahead and basically just replaced him one-to-one with Don Aponte, hiring her from the league office and bringing her in now at the organizational level to really manage their salary cap and some other things. In fact, we did get some clarity on what she's managing. Video and analytics departments will now report to Don Aponte, who was hired in the role that I mentioned. And this is the quote from John Harbaugh on her. Quote, "The diversity of her skill set at the league office, the three teams she worked with before, been on health and safety committees, in charge of the salary cap negotiations in the past. So her skill set will help us across the entire football organization. So a really good hire, really good ad for the New York Giants that I'm fired up about," end quote. I'm honestly pretty fired up about it too. Harbaugh said she's a tremendous resource. There you get a little bit more of clarity on what her role is. I think that this is somebody who, over the last three decades, Don Aponte has put together a very impressive resume that should indicate she's going to be a great salary cap negotiator and manager. And the Giants, I think their salary cap could be managed a little bit better. I think their contract negotiations could also go a little bit better. Look at the Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley debacle that put the Giants into a tailspin over the last couple of years. I think their negotiations could be a lot better. And so Don Aponte handling negotiations, now handling video and analytics department. Analytics is a big deal to John Harbaugh. That's very important to him. Now he's got somebody in his front office handling analytics and overseeing that department. Very crucial for Harbaugh and the New York Giants as they go through this new organizational restructuring. Now, again, like I said, Joe Shane clarified that his role has not changed. And he also stated that with the number 5 overall pick, the Giants are open to moving back if an opportunity is there. So we'll see if they get any offers for the 5th overall pick, and if they wind up trading down by the time we get to April. Should be pretty interesting. Now, like I said earlier, Harbaugh mentioned that he is grinding the tape, grinding the film, and that he's not necessarily too involved with the on-field workouts at the NFL Scouting Combine. And one of the reasons why I think that's important to bring up again here is because Joe Shane said something similar. He is, of course, paying attention to the on-field workouts, but he said that for the last week, he's been completely grinding tape for these college guys. The Giants did not get to have a large contingent sent to the All-Star games for the college prospects, the East-West Shrine Bowl, the Senior Bowl. Those games, Joe Shane and John Harbaugh were not present for because they were busy building out the coaching staff. So they are a little bit behind on their player scouting and personnel evaluation here. So they're trying to play catch up is what basically both of them had said in their press conferences today. So we'll see if that affects them. I doubt that it will. I mean, they've got time and they're obviously doing their due diligence and doing their homework and they're working hard at it. So let's see what it looks like when the Giants get to the draft. Let's see if they have a good draft class, but they're working really hard. So they're committed to stopping the run is something that I just saw once again pop up here. John Harbaugh talking about wanting to stop the run, making that mandatory, making that a very big talking point at his press conference today. So I do expect the Giants to pour resources into that front seven, like I said, and I'm really excited for them to go ahead and build a better front seven and build a better defense that can actually stop the run. So those are pretty much all of the major takeaways that I had from the New York Giants press conferences today, of course, with John Harbaugh and Joe Shane. Like I said, Dexter Lawrence's elbow wasn't great this past year, but he has not necessarily expressed a desire for an extension or new contract either, though there's not a lot of guaranteed money on the deal, so the Giants will probably go ahead and make some move there with his contract. And like I said, Wandale Robinson, Jermaine Illuminor, Cordell Flott, the Giants want all those guys back. They have to figure out if they can make it work with the cap. But Dan Duggan of The Athletic did report that Joe Shane said his meetings with the agents of their own free agents will take place this week. So during the NFL scouting combine, not only will Shane be watching those on-field workouts, but he will be meeting with the agents of Illuminor, of Robinson, of Flott, and others as the Giants try and figure out who they can and cannot sign this offseason. And just in case you weren't there for the live stream earlier today, Joe Shane did say that he's been in communication with Malik Nabers and Cam Scataboo. He said that both of them are at a good spot in their rehabs and that he does expect Malik Nabers to be ready for training camp, though we'll see. So a lot of exciting news there, guys. Those two press conferences, Joe Shane, John Harbaugh, the two men leading the New York Giants into 2026. Really excited about John Harbaugh. Really liked everything that he had to say in his second press conference with the New York Giants. Really happy to be breaking it all down here on Fireside Giants. So make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed. Subscribe to the channel if you're new. Ring the bell so you don't miss an episode and comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you listen to Apple or Spotify, make sure to leave us a 5-star review and go ahead and follow us on all our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, I'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one and let's go New York Giants. Perfect.